I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的名向你们问安。
We thank the Lord that we can study through the book of Romans.
我们感谢神，我们能够来一起来查阅罗马书。
The book of Romans is really about the gospel.
罗马书是关乎福音的。
The theme of the book of Romans can be found in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
罗马书的主题经节可以在他的第一章的16到17节，我们可以找到。
And there the Apostle Paul tells us that he's not ashamed. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
使徒保罗说：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。”
So if you were asked this question, what is the gospel? What will you say it is?
如果有人问你福音是什么，你会怎么解释呢？
And this is what the Apostle Paul will explain to us throughout the book of Romans.
这是使徒保罗会为我们在整本罗马书来做解释的。
He will first argue, why do we need the gospel?
他会先辩解说为什么我们需要这福音。
And he will explain because all of us have sinned.
他会解释说因为我们每个人都有罪。
Chapter 1, he will argue that all Gentiles are sinners.
第一章他告诉我们所有外邦人都有罪。
Chapter 2, he will argue that all Jews are sinners.
第二节他告诉我们所有的犹太人都是罪人。
Then in Chapter 3, he will conclude, all have sinned.
在第三章,他会告诉我们,全部的人都是罪人。
So because we are sinners, we need the gospel.
因为我们是罪人,所以我们急需要这福音。
Then from chapter 4, all the way to chapter 11, he will argue and explain what the gospel is.
从第四章到第十一章,他会再次的辩解福音到底是什么。
How does it bring about salvation?
这福音怎样带来这个救恩呢？
And from chapter 11 to the end, he will then show us how we now can live out the gospel.
从11章以下呢，他会告诉我们我们要怎样行出这个福音。
And there is the practice of the gospel.
这是我们要怎样来操练这个福音。
So the book of Romans is really about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以整本罗马书呢，其实是关乎基督的福音。
Now in our text this afternoon, in the passage that we have read this afternoon,
在我们今天下午所读的这个,
Apostle Paul will express the zeal that he had for the gospel.
使徒保罗为我们讲解他对这福音的热情。
The gospel was very real to him.
这福音书对他是真实的。
You see, to many Christians today, the gospel is something that we receive at the point of our salvation.
对今天许多人而言呢, 我们基督徒呢，今天 这些福音只是我们在得救的时候所听到的一个故事。
It gets us saved.
它让我们能够获救。
We hear the story of the gospel.
我们听到福音的故事。
We understand the gospel.
我们明白福音。
And then it saves us.
它拯救了我们。
But after that, what?
但接着呢，又是什么呢？
How many of us today, in our conversation, we will talk about the gospel?
现在我们有多少人在我们与人的对话当中会讲到福音呢？
No, I don't mean that we have to describe the details of the gospel in every conversation.
我不是说我们在我们的对话当中要深入的去探讨这个福音。
But I mean where the gospel is so real and personal to us.
但当这个福音是这么的真实，这么的贴近我们的时候。
Where when we talk to others, when we interact with others, in our conduct, in our lives, the gospel flows through.
在我们的行为言语上, 这福音应该,
In many churches today, you will find that a lot of churches have lost its power.
我们可以发现现今的教会呢, 很多都已经失去它这个能力。
And one reason why churches are losing their power today is because they have not preached the gospel.
为什么会这样呢? 是因为现在先进的教会他们不传扬福音。
Oh yes, maybe once in a while they may talk about the gospel over the pulpit.
或许偶尔他们会在讲台上讲起福音。
But think about it. When was the last time when you heard the gospel declared in the pulpit?
但试想一下，你有多久没有听到这福音在讲台上被宣扬出去呢？
We thank the Lord that Calvary Tengah is a gospel-believing church.
我们感谢神，登嘉堂是一个相信传扬福音的教会。
But if you just go online and you see the kind of sermons that are preached in many churches today,
如果你上网去听一些福音信息，一些今天的那些讲道信息，
the gospel is seldom heard.
你会极少听到福音。
They may preach a message of health.
你或许会听到一些有关健康的讲道。
They may talk about self-esteem.
或许会听到有一些关于个人的这个就是他们
how to improve yourself, self-improvement.
就是怎样改进自己。
All these kind of messages, but not the gospel.
我们会听到这种种的福音，就是不会听到有关福音的这个信息。
And this is a question we need to consider as well.
这就是我们今天要思考的问题。
Do you have a zeal for the gospel?
你对福音是否有这个热情呢？
You know, Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
使徒保罗说，我不以福音为耻。
What I'm afraid is that we may not say with our mouths that I am ashamed of the gospel.
我怕的是我们不会开口说我不以福音为耻。
But in our lives, we live as if we are ashamed of the gospel.
但在我们的生活上呢，我们实际上是以福音为耻。
To be ashamed of the gospel is where you say the gospel is not worthy of me.
以福音为耻呢，就是说这福音并不配得我来称扬。
When you go to school, you say the gospel is not worthy of me.
当你去上课的时候呢，你说这福音不配。
Because when I study, I just think about my studies. I don't think about the gospel.
因为当我去读书的时候呢，我只专注读书，我不会去理会这个福音。
When you interact with your relatives, you say the gospel is not worthy of me.
当你与亲戚朋友交谈的时候呢，你也说这福音不配。
Oh yes, you may not say with your mouth, but through the way you conduct yourself, you have declared so.
或许你不会开口说出来，但以你的行为、你的动作，你可能就将这样的一个情形表现出来。So
what we need is a renewed zeal for the gospel.
所以我们需要来复兴，来更新我们这个热情。And
we want to see why Apostle Paul was so zealous for the gospel.
我们可以看到使徒保罗他如何的充满热情的来宣扬这个福音。Why
did he give his life for the gospel?
为什么他能够将他的生命献上于福音事工上？
And here we see, first of all, in verse 8, that Apostle Paul has this zeal because he was very conscious of his master.
在第八节呢，我们看到使徒保罗这么热心于这个福音，因为他清楚知道他的这个主是谁。
Let me read verse 8 and the first part of verse 9 to you. The Bible here says, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son.
罗马书第一章第八节跟第九节的前部分说，第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。 我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可见，可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
Do you see? He's very conscious of his master.
他清楚意识到他的主。
He says, I thank my God.
他说我感谢我的神。
It is his God.
是他的神。
You notice also he says, this is the God whom I serve with my spirit.
他说这是我用心灵所侍奉的神。
He's serving his master.
他在侍奉他的主。
He was so zealous for this message because he was conscious of his master.
他因为意识到基督是他的主，所以他很热心的去宣扬这个福音。
I believe one reason why people have lost a zeal for the gospel is because they have forgotten who their master is.
我知道有些人或许是因为他们已经忘了谁是他们的主，所以他们并没有这种热情。
Who are you serving on this earth?
你到底在这世上侍奉谁呢？
You know we serve a lot of people and a lot of things every day.
我们每天呢都侍奉很多的人，侍奉很多的事情。
Parents, sometimes you serve your children. Parents are sometimes like servants to their children today, right? They prepare the breakfast for the children, they change the bed sheet for the children, they clean up the house for the children. They prepare lunch, they prepare dinner. They wash the clothing for the children. You see how young parents take care of babies. Sometimes they are like servants to their children. Well, because you love them, you want to care for them. So some we serve our children. Then when you go to work, you are also servants to your bosses.
当你去到做工地点，你又是你老板的仆人。
Finish this assignment.
做完这个事工.
Fulfill this deadline.
在这个日期之前呢，完成任务.
Serve me this, give me that.
侍奉他，给他一切.
This is the requirements by our bosses.
这就是老板所要求的.
Students are also serving their schools in a sense.
学生也在学校里呢，也在侍奉。
Right, we give our lives to our studies.
我们把我们的一生呢，都在读书。
We are engrossed in these things.
我们都沉醉在这一切。
Some of us, we serve ourselves.
有些人呢，我们侍奉我们自己。
We do things that we want. We do things for ourselves.
我们所做的一切都是为着我们自己而做。
You see, we serve so many people. We want to fulfill the expectations of people around us.
我们侍奉这么多人，我们要跟着他们的这个期望而行。
But how conscious are you of your master?
但你有多少可以意识到你们的主呢？
Do you know that God is your God?
你知道神是你们的神吗？
Do you know that He's the one whom you live for?
你知道你们是为主而活吗？
Now you put this into perspective. Do you realize that it will change the way we live totally?
如果你知道这个你的主是谁，你就会改变生活的。
You notice that the Apostle Paul here said, "I thank my God."
这里你看到使徒保罗说，我感谢我的神。
Why was it that the Apostle Paul could be filled with thanksgiving?
为什么使徒保罗是充满感恩之心呢？
Why was he so joyous in his service?
为什么他在侍奉上有喜乐呢？
Because he was conscious of his master.
因为他知道谁是他的神。
Many Christians today are filled with complaints.
基督徒呢，很多抱怨。
We like to murmur.
我们喜欢很多的埋怨。
When asked to do something, we complain.
叫我们做一些事呢，我们就抱怨。
If the Bible says you cannot do this, thou shalt not do this, and the Bible says you must do this, we also complain.
当圣经说我们不可以行这些事，或是圣经说你要行这些事，我们都会抱怨。
Right, the complaints of some Christians is, why is it that the Bible is so restrictive?
有些基督徒的抱怨是，为什么这个圣经这么多的限制呢？
Why does it not give me freedom?
为什么圣经没有给我自由？
Some of the complaints of Christians is that, why does the Bible expect so much of me?
有些人甚至抱怨说，为什么这个圣经要求我们做这么多东西？
Can't I just be saved and that's all?
我不能就得救就算了吗？
Why must I now be growing in my faith?
为什么我们要在信仰上成长？
So Christians, we like to complain.
所以基督徒，我们都喜欢抱怨。
But if you understand who your master is,
但如果你意识到谁是你的主，
Do you realize you cannot help but be filled with thanksgiving?
我们不得不充满感恩的心。
You need to be conscious of who you are serving.
你要知道你在服侍的是谁。
Many Christians, oftentimes, they become discouraged in their service when people do not commend them for their service.
很多人呢，在侍奉的时候，因为人家没有赞扬他们而感到灰心。
Right, when you serve faithfully and then no one sees that you are serving.
就好像你忠心侍奉，但好像没有人看到的时候，你
No one appreciates you.
没有人好像感谢你所做的。
Do people thank you sometimes for the things that you do?
你所做的是否有人曾来跟你说声谢谢呢？
You see, like we have the cups of water in front of us.
就好像我们前面有两个杯子。
But actually, Sometimes we don't know who put the cups of water here.
有时候我们并不清楚是谁放的。
So sometimes when you put the cups of water here, do you wonder, do they know I'm the one who has placed this cup of water here?
如果这两个杯是你放的，你会不会想，是否有人会知道这个杯是我放的呢？
The people giving out the hymn books, the people collecting the hymn books.
那些分发那个诗歌本的。
People planning for this or that.
那些筹划一切的。
Sometimes Christians are not appreciated, or they feel that they are not appreciated.
有时基督徒他们不会感恩，他们也觉得他们不被感恩。
Because they have lost their focus.
因为他们的焦点失去了。
They are not conscious of their master.
他们没有意识到他们的神。
Sometimes we serve for others to see.
有时我们是为了别人而来侍奉。
We serve to be acknowledged.
我们侍奉是为了得到别人的称赞。
But Apostle Paul says, he was conscious of his master.
但使徒保罗说他清楚知道他的主是谁。
Do you know if you are conscious of your master, the way you serve will be very different?
当你知道你所侍奉的是谁，你的态度就会不一样。
Because you know that your reward lies in heaven.
因为你知道你的奖赏在天上。
You know you are serving for the Lord.
因为你知道你是为主而侍奉。
And Apostle Paul had this zeal because he was serving his master.
使徒保罗因为知道他侍奉的是谁，所以他有这个热情。
Now speaking on the from the perspective of a preacher,
从一个传道人的角度来看,
this is very important to the preacher as well.
这对这个传道人是很重要的。
We have some here who are preparing for the ministry.
我们这边有一些在预备要服侍神。
When Apostle Paul is reminded that he's serving with God as his master, he's not discouraged.
当使徒保罗被提醒他所侍奉的是他的神时候，他并不灰心。
You see, when he declared the gospel, how many times was it rejected by people?
当他去宣扬福音的时候，有多少次他被人拒绝？
Do people always listen to him or receive him in every city that he went to?
他所到的地方，不是每一个人都来听他的福音，来接受他的福音。
But why did he still have this zeal for the gospel?
那为什么他还对这个福音充满热情呢？
Because he was serving God, his master.
因为他在服侍他的神，他的主。
He was not serving to please men.
他并不是为了讨好人而侍奉。
To fight for a position.
不是为了任何的权利。
He was serving with God as his master.
他是侍奉他的主，他的神。
Now this applies to all of us.
这跟我们对我们来说都是一样的。
In where you are serving, in your calling, do you remember, will you remember that God is your master?
在我们侍奉的岗位上，我们要是否记得神是我们的主？
This will be your motivation.
这将成为我们的推动力。
This will be your encouragement.
这将成为我们的鼓励。
When you are down and discouraged, God is my master.
当你灰心的时候，神是我们的主。
When you feel tired and exhausted, God is my master.
当你疲累的时候，神是我们的主。
And how wonderful it is, Apostle Paul says, God is my witness. My master is my witness.
使徒保罗说，神是他的主，也是他的见证。
So the first thought, what gave Apostle Paul this zeal for the gospel was that he was conscious of his master.
使徒保罗意识到，神就是他的主。
Now, another reason for the zeal of the Apostle Paul was that he was concerned for the members.
使徒保罗热心于这个福音，也是因为他关心他的这些教会的会友。
And this was what his prayer and affection was about.
这就是他的祷告与他的心愿。
He prayed for God's people because he was concerned for them.
他为着神的子民祷告，因为他关心他们。
You look at now from 9b all the way to verse 13. From 9b to verse 13, I'll read for you, first in English, then in Mandarin. Okay, 9b, it says, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you, but was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles.
使徒保罗在罗马书一章九节的下部分，他说：“我怎样不住地提到你们，在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路，在你们那里，在往你们那里去，因为我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固。这样我在你们中间，因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。”
He was concerned for God's people. Do you see that?
你从这边呢可以看到神啊，这个使徒保罗是多么的关心他的会友。
Now you see his concern first expressed in his prayers.
我们先在他的祷告中呢看到他的这个关心。
The second part of verse 9, he says, "Without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers."
在九章啊，在这个第九节呢，他说我怎样不住地提到你们。
The word there, without ceasing, has the idea of something repeated, to do something repeatedly.
这个词呢，不住的意思就是一直重复的做。
Uninterruptedly.
不受干扰的。
And then there he says also, always in my prayers.
他也提到说，不住地提到我们，就是一直的。
His prayer for them was continuous.
在祷告中呢，是常常的恳求。
Apostle Paul was so concerned for them that he could not help but kept praying for them.
使徒保罗很关心这些教会的会友，所以他常常为他们恳求。
Now in the times of the Apostle Paul, he was very far away from these Roman Christians.
在保罗的时代呢，保罗是离这些基督徒很远的。
And at this time, he has not visited them. He was not with them.
这个时候他没有与他们同在。
And in those days, they do not have emails and internet.
在那个时代呢，是没有电邮，没有网络的。
And when thoughts of these people filled his heart,
当他纪念到这些人的时候，
he could not help but pray for them.
他不能做什么，就是只能祷告。
You know, today, prayer seems to be something very unmeaningful to some.
今天呢，这些祷告呢，对一些人而言，可能是毫无意义的。
You know, if let's say you are in trouble,
如果你在患难中,
and then somebody tells you, I will pray for you,
如果有人跟你说, 我会为你祷告,
in your mind, what will you think?
你会怎么想呢?
Oh, this person is praying for me.
啊, 这个人为我祷告。
Or will you think, what use does prayer have?
又或者你会想, 祷告有什么用呢?
If he really cares for me, he will do something more than just pray for me.
如果你关心我, 你应该做比祷告更好的事。
True, if that person is able to help, he should do more than just pray for you.
当然，如果那个人能够真正的帮助你，他应该帮助你，除了祷告以外。
But if that is all that he can do when somebody says, I will pray for you, is it meaningful to you?
但如果这只是他能做的，那如果一个人说他为你祷告，难道没有意义吗？
Prayer seems to have no impact.
祷告呢，似乎没有任何的这个影响。
But to Apostle Paul, prayer was something that is very real.
但对于使徒保罗来说呢，这个祷告是很真实的。
And to be able to pray for them was one of the best ways to show them that he cared for them.
能够为他们祷告是一个最真实的这个表现出他关心他们。
He showed his concern for God's people through prayer.
他以祷告来关心这些会友。
And then not only that, Apostle Paul expressed his concern by saying how he wants to build them up in the faith.
他也跟他们说他会在就是使他们在这个信心上得到坚固。
You see, from now verses 10 and 11, he wants to visit them. If by any means now, at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. So he wanted to visit them.
在第十跟十一节呢，使徒保罗写出他的意愿要去探访他们。
And the purpose of this visit was so that he can impart unto them spiritual gifts that they can be established.
这个探访呢，他的目的呢，是要把这些属灵的恩赐分给他们，使他们可以坚固。
The word established there means to be strengthened or to be built up.
使这个就是使你们可以坚固呢，就是加强。 建立他们的信心。
So he wanted to encourage them in the faith.
所以他要在信心上鼓励他们。
This was the zeal that he had for the gospel.
这是使徒保罗对这个福音的热心。
Now you know today we often have a lot of talk about fellowship.
现在呢，我们有很多这些就是讲到交通团契。
And fellowship is good and important.
交通团契是好的。
But what is fellowship?
这是什么是交通团契呢？
You know, sometimes people will just attach fellowship to something to make it spiritual.
现在有些人把这些交通团契呢，加入一些东西，让它成为好像属灵。
So even though this thing may be secular or non-spiritual in nature, they just add the word fellowship to it, it becomes spiritual.
或许他们这些交通团契的时间呢是不属灵的，当他们加入一些东西，就使它成为比较属灵的团契。
They add in the name fellowship.
他们加入这个团契这个字眼。
For example, we have makan fellowship.
好像我们有吃的团契。
So you eat, then you just add makan fellowship, then becomes spiritual.
就是你们吃，然后我们加入那个字团契，就变成属灵的。Some
maybe next time, ladies, you may want to have flower arrangement fellowship.
或许我们这些姐妹呢，改次有一个插花团契。Cycling
fellowship.
骑脚车团契。Everything
can be a fellowship.
什么都能够团契。Right,
we have really men's fellowship, ladies' fellowship, teens' fellowship, youth fellowship. So just add something to it, then it makes it spiritual.
我们现在有妇女团契、弟兄团契，只要再加入一点东西呢，就变成比较属灵的。Now
the name does not make the thing spiritual.
名字本身呢，并不代表什么。It
is what you do that makes it spiritual.
是你所做的，能够成为这个使这个团契成为属灵的团契。So
what do you do when you gather together? You know, sometimes I see on the internet, right? People will type comments, they will take photo, then they will type comments.
所以什么是这些团契呢？我看到这个传道看到在网络上呢，有些人会打一些评语。
So you know they take photo of a group of friends, and then after that they say, "What a wonderful time of fellowship!"
他们或许会拍一些照片，然后把它放上网，然后就说这是一个团契的时间。But
what do they do?
但他们做些什么呢?
They go and watch movies.
他们去看电影.
And then they say fellowship.
然后他们说团契.
Then they go and watch a band, a pop star coming to sing. Then they say fellowship.
他们去看一些演唱会, 然后他们说这是团契.
And these are Christians.
然后这些是基督徒.
So what is fellowship?
所以什么是团契呢?
You see, Apostle Paul, his fellowship was simple.
使徒保罗他的团契是简单的。
To be strengthened, to build each other in the faith.
可以在信心上彼此坚固。
You see in verse 12, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me.
在第十二节说，这样我在你们中间，因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。
The word comforted there has the idea of encourage.
安慰一词在这里有勉励的意思。
To now call each other along.
就是叫他们一起来。
Like you are running the race, if you are running in a race,
就好像你在一个竞跑。
And then somebody is slowing down, you now call him along, run together with me.
有一个跑得比较慢的，然后你鼓励他一起同跑。
To encourage each other in the faith, both by the mutual faith of you and me.
就彼此在信心上坚固。
This was a zeal for the gospel because he knew that the gospel can encourage each other.
这就是他在福音上的这个热情，因为他知道福音能够彼此的勉励。
This is what fellowship is about.
这就是团契的意义。
You know, I wonder in our conversations today, early on we say, talk about the gospel.
我想刚才我所说的，我们来谈论这个福音。
Right, in our conversation today, how much do we talk about the gospel?
在我们今天的对话，我们谈了多少福音?
Now we may not use the words of the gospel per se all the time.
我们或许不会用到在福音上所用的这个字眼。
But I wonder, when you meet up with people,
当你与人相见的时候,
How much of your conversation is filled with spiritual things?
你的言谈之中呢,
when somebody has a problem, you encourage the person in the gospel.
当一个人有困难的时候,
if somebody has now lost sight of his purpose and his calling as a Christian, do you now remind him in the gospel?
当一个人在他的基督徒道路上呢，失去了焦点，你是否有提醒他有关这个福音呢？
You know, sometimes we see how parents or young parents like to be given advice by more mature adults.
我们看到一些比较年轻的父母呢，受到一些年长的一些父母的这些教诲。
And often all these advice are good.
他们有些教诲是好的。
You will see like some of these adults, especially the aunties, will give advice to young parents how to take care of your baby, what kind of diapers you can use, what kind of milk powder you can use, and all these kind of things.
有一些年长的这些父母呢，会给这些年轻的父母一些建议，使用什么奶粉，什么尿布。
Right, these are practical tips. We don't have a lot of young babies in Tenga, so maybe we don't see it so often.
这些都是实际的这些贴士。
But maybe you'll give tips to younger parents.
或许你会给这些年轻父母一些贴士。
But I wonder how much in our conversation do we encourage each other in the gospel?
我在想我们在我们的对话当中呢，有多少我们会以这福音来互相勉励。
We build each other up in the faith.
来在信心上得到建立。
Husbands and wives. Also the same thing.
夫妻之间也是一样。
Parents and children also the same thing.
父母与孩子之间也是一样。
Is it maybe we are ashamed?
是不是我们以此为耻呢?
Could it be that because we have not been living out the gospel, so we feel hypocritical if we were to encourage each other in the gospel?
还是我们因为我们本身都没有行出这个福音，所以我们如果教导他们，我们会觉得很虚伪。
Are we embarrassed to sound too holy?
还是我们不要显得太 圣洁，以免觉得羞愧。
This is not the way I normally talk.
因为这不是我平常所讲的。
So I don't want to sound too holy.
所以我不要显得自己好像很圣洁。
But you can never sound too holy.
但你不会显得很圣洁。
You are declaring the gospel, encouraging each other in the faith.
你是在宣扬福音，你是在互相在信心上来建立。
This was the kind of fellowship, and this was the zeal that the Apostle Paul had in the gospel.
就是这样的团契，就是使徒保罗在这里所讲的。
He had a concern for fellow believers.
他对这些信徒们呢，他有这个关心。
I wish that members in Tenga can show this kind of concern as well. I have observed, and by God's grace, generally members in Tenga are hospitable.
我注意到，借着神的恩典，在登嘉堂的弟兄姐妹呢，都是很热心的。
That is good when somebody is in need, you are hospitable, you show care.
这是好的，因为当一个人有需要的时候呢，我们都会伸出这个右手来帮助。
But let us go one step further. Let's go one step further, not just to care for the physical needs of people, but also to care for each other's spiritual needs. This was Apostle Paul's zeal. Now, what the Apostle Paul wanted to see in his ministry was just fruits. You look at verse 13. At the end of it, he says, that I might have some fruit among you also. He had a zeal to see fruits for his labor. But what's the definition of success?
成功的意义是什么?
What's the definition of success for the preacher?
传道人成功的意义是什么?
What is the definition of success for Christians, you as well?
基督徒成功的意义是什么?
Is it not to see fruits?
难道不是得些果子吗?
Now think about it. What is your calling on earth?
试想一下，你在这世上的呼召是什么?
To be a Christian.
成为基督徒。
You may be a student, but primarily you are still a Christian.
你虽然是学生，但你还是一个基督徒。
You may be a parent, but you are also a Christian parent.
你或许是父母，但你也是基督徒的父母。
You are a teacher. You are a Christian teacher.
你是一位教师，你是一个基督徒的教师。
Wherever you are working, you are a Christian.
无论你在哪里，你是一个基督徒。
That is your calling.
那是你的呼
召。Now, what would define success for you as a Christian? Because that's your calling.
如果那是你的呼召，那成为基督徒，你的这个成功的意义在哪里？
Fruits.
就是得些果子。
And these fruits, Apostle Paul has already defined it, is a spiritual growth.
这些果子在使徒保罗他的解释呢，是说就是在属灵上的成长。
Right, we have explained that to be established, to be comforted, that is to be encouraged in the faith.
我们已经讲过了，就是在要得信心得到坚固，要有彼此的信心。
Now what?Is a successful ministry.
一个成功的这个事工是什么？
Fruits.
就是果子。
Not just numbers in itself.
不是只看数目。
But to see God's people growing in the faith.
而是看到神的子民在信心上得到
成长。For parents, what is success for you?
对于父母亲这个成功是什么？
Not to have your children becoming doctors or lawyers.
不是因为你的孩子成为医生或者是律师
，But do you have your children growing in the faith?
而是你的孩子能够在这个信心上成长。
It's sad we have seen so many families where the children will grow up to be successful businessmen, doctors, lawyers, rich.
我们有时看到一些基督徒的家庭，他的孩子呢，很成功，成为优秀的生意人、医生或律师。
But then they go on to deny the faith.
但他们却被盗。
Is that success?
那是成功吗？
Well, success for the parents would be to see your children loving the Lord, growing up to be godly.
父母亲他的成功呢，应该是看到孩子们能够爱主，然后在主里来成长。
Sunday school teachers, that is also what is success for you.
主日学老师对你们而言，什么是成功呢？
You see, if this is what you pursue after, this is your goal.
如果这是你所追求的
Your zeal for the gospel will be very real because you will know that only the gospel can bear this kind of fruits.
这福音是你会热心于这个福音，因为你知道这个福音能够得到果子。
You will remember that nothing else in your family can ever produce this kind of fruits except the gospel.
你知道在你的家庭里你不能结其他的果子，除了这个福音。
Right, in the church, nothing else can produce this kind of fruits except the gospel.
在教会里不能得到别的果子，只有这个福音。
The gospel then must be declared.
所以我们要去宣扬这个福音。
Now, so we have seen first, Apostle Paul had this zeal for the gospel because he was conscious of his master.
我们看到了使徒保罗他为什么会这么热情于这个福音，是因为他认识到谁是他的主。
And then he was concerned for the members.
还有他对这些会友的这些关心。
And thirdly, now he's convinced of the method.
现在我们来看，他是因为他对这个方法的这个信服。
So we have talked about the gospel.
我们已经谈到这个福音。
Right, the gospel can produce fruits.
这福音可以结果子。
But the question is, how can we use the gospel?To produce these fruits.
问题是我们要怎样用这个福音来结果子。
What is the method?
是什么方法呢？
Apostle Paul only listed one.
使徒保罗只列出一个。
Verse 14 and verse 15.
在十四十五节。
I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also.
十四十五节说，无论是希腊人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
His method was a singular one.
他的方法只有一个。
Preach the gospel.
宣扬福音。
And of course, to preach the gospel, he was a servant to them, not as one who is lording himself over them, but to serve them.
为了要宣扬福音呢，他要成为侍奉他们的人，而不是。管着他们的人。
This was why he said, I am debtor.
所以他说，我都欠他们的债。
I owe them something.
我欠他们。
Yeah, in Chinese it's the same. Right? I owe them something. He is not someone who is lording over them.
他并不辖制他们。
But he just served them so that he can declare to them the gospel.
You know, there are
many ways of evangelism today.
传福音呢,
you go on the internet and you search methods of evangelism.
你上网查阅,
you realize there are different people with many different methods.
你会看到有不同的人,
some have what they call televangelist or televangelism, so they use a television to evangelize.
有些人使用电视来,
or through the radio program, like we have Bible Witness Web Radio. Some, they want to have special plays or events which they organize.
有些人会, 就是,
like puppet shows or things
like这些木偶戏啊，这些来吸引人家。
So there are many different methods which people will use for the gospel.
所以人会使用不同的方式来传扬这个福音。
But in all these methods that you use, you cannot miss one thing.
但这是在这些所用的方法当中，你不能忽略一件事。
The gospel must be declared.
要宣扬这个福音。
If you have a puppet show, and the children go away remembering the puppets,
而孩子们回家的时候只记得这些木偶,
they remember the story,
他们记得那故事,
but they don't know the gospel.
但却不晓得福音,
it's better not to have the puppet show.
那不如不要有这个木偶剧,
if you have some kind of play and these things distract from the gospel,
如果你有一个话剧, 然后这些东西, 把你从福音拿走,
don't use this kind of plays.
就不要用,
many churches today try to use different methods to entice people.
现在许多教会呢,使用不同的方式来,
sometimes to deceive people.
来欺骗人.
But this is not how Apostle Paul ministered the truth.
但使徒保罗不是这样来,
he says, preach the gospel.
他说去宣扬福音.
You see, the preaching of the gospel to the world is foolishness.
他说, 这个传扬这个, sorry,
the preaching of the gospel is to the world foolishness. It's foolish to the world.
他说对世人而言呢, 传扬这个福音呢,
because the gospel, the preaching of the gospel seems so simple. Right, it's so simple. How can it be that I just tell the gospel and then people will receive and believe? Is that all?
难道我们只是这样跟人家宣扬，就是分享福音，就是这么简单吗？
So people like to be more complicated.
所以人喜欢复杂一点点。
If you visit some of the charismatic churches, and that is what they do.
如果你现在去探访一个灵恩派教会，他们就是这样做。
They need to use the music.
他们需要用到音乐。
They would use the music to hype up your emotions.
他们用音乐来激励你。
Stir your hearts.
来挑起你。
They would dim the lights so that it will be, you know, just bright enough, but then not too bright, and then it feels very like calming, very very peaceful. They would engineer all these things.
他们会就是做这些事.
And so then when they play with your emotions over and over again with the music, with the songs, with the lights,
他们用这些, 音乐, 还有这些灯光呢, 来, 牵动你的情绪。
Then they, when they preach the message, they say, then you'll be ready to receive it.
当他们, 所以当他们, 正道的时候, 他们说, 你已经, 准备好了, 来接受福音。
This is the way of the world.
这就是世人所做的。
They don't believe that the preaching of the gospel is power itself.
他们不相信, 这个, 宣传这个福音是有能力的。
Something must be done to engineer the reception of the gospel.
需要做一些事情来加强这个福音。
But for the Apostle Paul, he says no. His zeal is simple. Preach the gospel.
但对于使徒保罗来说, 他这个对福音的热心是简单的, 就是去宣传福音。
That is what the Apostle Paul also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
在哥林多前书第一章, 使徒保罗也这样说,
Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
在哥林多前书一章十七到十八节说，基督差遣我，原不是为他，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Declare the gospel.
去宣扬福音。
Do you declare the gospel?
你有宣扬福音吗？
To your loved ones.
给你的挚爱。
No, this is your calling.
这是你的呼召。
The work of conviction is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
The work of conviction is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会感动人。
But the duty of the Christian is to preach the gospel.
但基督徒的工作呢，是去宣扬福音。
Do you preach the gospel to your friends?
你有向你的朋友分享这个福音吗？
Are you ashamed of the gospel?
你是否以福音为耻？
Do you preach the gospel to your loved ones?
你有向你的挚爱来传扬这个福音吗？
From parents to children?
父母跟孩子。
Children to parents?
孩子对父母。
This is the God-ordained method.
这是神所安立的。
So Apostle Paul was convinced of the method.
所以使徒保罗他相信这样的一个方法。
This was why he had such a passionate zeal.For the gospel.
所以他对这个福音有着热情和热心。
Now, my friends, this afternoon we have considered Apostle Paul's affection.
亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹，今天下午我们思考了这个使徒保罗对福音的这个热忱。
His heart.
他的心。
And we have seen three things.
我们看到了三件事。
Conscious of the master.
他意识到谁是他的主。
Concern for the members.
他对会友的关心。
Convinced of the method.
他对方法的这个信服。
Do you have this same zeal for the gospel?
你是否对这福音有着同样的热情？
If you do not have, perhaps it is because you are not conscious of the master.
如果你没有，或许你是不知道谁是你的主，你的神。
Then you need to refocus on your master.
那你就要重新把焦点转向你的神。
Perhaps you have lost concern for God's people.
或许你已经失去了对会友们的关心。
Perhaps you are not convinced of the method.
或许你是对这个方法不信服。
Renew these things.
重新更新。
And God pray that God will grant you a zeal for the gospel.
求主赐给你一个对福音热忱的心。
From verse 16 onwards, this is not what we're going to consider today, but from verse 16, Apostle Paul will tell us the power of the gospel.
从十六节我们会看到使徒保罗跟我们讲福音的能力。
And then subsequently, from verse 18, he will show us how powerful it is.That it has the power to even save Gentile sinners that are so gone in their state, their spiritual state.
第十八节呢，我们可以看到这个拯救的能力，能够把这些不义的人呢怎么拯救。
Okay, and that, God willing, will be what we will consider next week. But we have seen the zeal for the gospel.
我们今天看到了这个对福音的热忱。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。